This is Thursday, April 4th. Do you ever feel anxious? Perhaps anxious with no explanation. You simply lack a sense of peace. Now, sometimes we experience anxiety like this, as dread or worry, boredom, and after a while, even exhaustion. When we experience these feelings, we easily lose focus. We become distracted from what matters in life, and our minds stray from what is real and most important. Now this week we are looking at the resources that flow from Jesus' resurrection, and today we look at Jesus' gift of peace. Here's our text for today, John chapter 20, verse 19 to 21. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." Now these words come from part of the account that the Apostle John gives us of the resurrection appearance of Jesus to the disciples, his first appearance to them. Notice the first word Jesus speaks to them is peace. Likely that is that simple word of greeting, shalom. It was common as a way to begin an encounter or conversation. For example, Paul begins many of his letters by saying, "Grace and peace." But here we notice that that's not what this is for Jesus. Instead, we know this because quickly he repeats it. He says, "Peace be with you." Now at this point, we might expect a correction of the disciples from Jesus. Perhaps he would chide them for their lack of faith, for their fear. Or he would confront them over leaving him in the garden alone, or the fact that they didn't come to the cross. But he does none of that. Instead, he speaks peace to them. Why so? It is the death of Jesus that brings us peace with God. This lack of peace, by the way, is wired deeply into our human story. For example, it is demonstrated by the layout of the temple. You cannot enter into the temple without a sacrifice. And the place where God is said to dwell could only be entered into once a year by the high priest, and then only with blood to cover his sin and the sins of the people. You see, everything about the temple said, "You dare not enter." Why not? Well, in turning away from God, we went to war with God. We rejected his rule and denied his sovereignty. The result is strife. That surfaces in our anxiety and our fears. Think about it. If our world is meant to be as it is, why do we have such issues with fear and anxiety? Why do we live with dread and such a lack of peace? It is because our primary relationship, our bond with God, the one who made us, loves us, and would protect us, that bond was severed. This disconnection and strife leaves us anxious. But Jesus promised his disciples that he would provide them his peace. He explained it to them like this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Here was the promise of peace that Jesus gave to his disciples on Thursday after the Passover with them. Now that Jesus has dealt with sin, he announces peace to them. His peace has come. Here is the Apostle Paul explaining this peace that we have received. He said, "Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace." That's Ephesians 2:12-14. He says, yes, at one time we were far away. We were God's enemies. But now through Christ's blood, we have peace, a peace that unites us with the Father, and it's a peace that provides us a unity together as well. Here is that beautiful resource of peace with God that opens the door for this completely new relationship with Him. All of this comes by the grace of Jesus. We see this beautiful connection depicted in the tearing of the curtain in the temple from the top, from God, to the bottom, to us. The place before where we lacked access, we now are invited into because of the work of Jesus on our behalf. This is peace. The settling of our sin that kept us from God, of course, that has been covered by Jesus. And so the natural question would be, what happens now to our anxiety and our fear? As we come to rest in this grace and enjoy the love of our Father, it dissolves away, and what is left is a new confidence and an overwhelming joy. We feel the relief of having the rift healed, the conflict resolved, and us restored. Now, if you have come to Christ by faith, you already have this new status. Jesus speaks peace over you, and He assures all of us that we might live in His peace. Let's pray. Lord God, who can ascend Your holy hill? Only He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Only Jesus. But He has climbed that hill to provide us with grace and peace. So give us, we pray, the ability to rest in the love provided to us in Him. For we come to You in His name.